So welcome back, everybody. So in this particular presentation, I am going to give you a very high-level overview of the Teach Nimble blended learning process. So the presentation overview. In this short presentation, we are going to take a holistic view to planning for blended learning, and we are going to use the analogy of blending gin. So I hope you enjoy that. And in our consideration of the blend, we are going to look at a number of factors. We are going to look at where learning takes place, how we are going to organize those learning activities, and finally, what technologies we are going to use. And to do this, we're going to use a simple framework called the Teach Nimble Blended Learning Framework. And we want you to consider how this approach could work for you and your learners in your schools. Technology doesn't come pre-programmed to teach. So I think we all understand this, but it's worth saying it again and remembering that despite having the best technology, whatever that is, in your school and having the best network and wonderful applications that you're going to use with your students, that is not enough to transform teaching, learning, and assessment practices, and it's not enough to ensure good teaching and learning practices. Ultimately, it's you, the teacher. You are going to play the central role in using these technologies to design and implement effective learning practices for your context, and that's something we should never lose sight of. Technology can support different learning approaches. So again, building on this idea that technology doesn't come pre-programmed to teach or to learn, you as the teacher have the control to design different learning approaches for your context. And I think it's worth remembering that there's another great paper out there called Good Teaching, One Size Fits All? And I'll let you answer that yourself. But I think most of us will use these three approaches, sometimes interlinked, and other times we may have a session that is very much dominated by one of these three approaches. So just for a moment, think about the instruction. That's teacher to many. It's the teacher as the teller, the organizer. And here the teacher is controlling the time and the pace. And this can be done live in a classroom setting, or it can be done live online. So that's an example of instruction. The construction is that the teacher is more of the inquirer, longer blocks, student-paced, student experience is a resource that they bring to the table, and it's very much task-oriented, it's very active, and the learners can work on their own at times, but also in pairs and in groups. So they're constructing knowledge here, and again, this can be done using digital technology. And the final one here on this screen is co-construction, where you as a teacher, you're a learner as well. It's often used in relation to project-based learning, where time wouldn't be seen as a key factor. You have an access to a world of resources, and the idea is that yourself and your students are generating knowledge. So something maybe like the Young Scientist would be a good example of this. And you know, people are working in groups and there's linkages and you know, there's a lot of active learning going on. Key point I want to make here is that digital technology can be used by you to design learning activities that support each of these learning approaches. Think about the learning experiences you want to create. So on this slide, I have eight learning modes, and it's taken from the New South Wales Department of Education. And I want you to think about the flipped classroom approach or the three learning event model. Think about the before. Which of these modes, learning modes, might you use with your learners? And again, that's going to depend on the topic. It's going to depend on the group as well. So looking at this graphic here, I might ask them to do some independent learning where they go off and do something on their own. I might ask them to do some experiential learning where they actually have to make, you know, they have to do some exploration on their own. Or I might even ask them to engage in watching a video or listening to me talking to them where it's quite explicit. or it could be some guided learning where where I'm showing them something. So that all could be done in the before. And then in the live session, I might just focus more on active activities such as collaboration and discussion. And then in the after event, it could be feedback and reflection. And then that could add into another cycle where maybe the next time around they have to prepare for a presentation, and the next live event could be demonstration where they present their learning to me and to the class group. So that's the way I want you to start thinking about what kinds of learning experiences do you want to create with your learners, and then thinking of the technologies we're going to use secondly. So creating different blends. So I mentioned in the overview that we are going to think about blending gin. Now there's lots of metaphors out there for blended learning, and some of them are for coffee, but the one I like is with a colleague in DCU, Professor Deirdre Butler, is blending gin. And because with taking the various botanicals, and depending on which ones you select, and depending on how much of a particular botanical you use, you can develop all sorts of different blends. And that's what we are thinking about when we're thinking in education. We have lots of choices, and it's you, the teacher, working with your students in your context. You are going to decide on what the blend is going to look like. So, as I said, we are going to think about gin, the analogy of gin. We are going to think about the context that we're working in, and we are going to think about what are the elements that we are going to put into the gin and how much of it we are going to use. So the first thing that we are going to think about is where does or will learning take place? And as I shared with you in the very first presentation, learning can happen anywhere now, and we have realized that we have choices, that we can have it in school, we can have it happening live online, and it can be self-directed. So just think about that for a moment. So in school, of course, is going to be the dominant mode here, without question. But we can also mix in some live online learning. So think about a group of students who you want to bring in a guest speaker to speak with them. You can do that using the digital technology, and if every student has their own device, they can put on their headphones and they can listen in and they can ask questions, etc., etc. If there is a student who is at home or who is unable to come to school, you can also use the live online. The self-directed piece is going to be very important, particularly in blended learning, because for that before activity, you want them to be engaged and doing some work themselves, and you might assign that work for them on Teams, for example. So think about that. Think about where the learning is going to happen and how you're going to organize it. How learning takes place, learning types. So on this slide, we are presenting you with the Teach Nimble Blended Learning Framework, and it's based on the ABC Learning Framework, which was developed by Professor Diana Laurie-Lard and her colleagues in University College London. At its core, there are six learning types: acquisition, collaboration, discussion, investigation, practice, and production. And we have added two more elements: social and emotional well-being and assessment opportunities. Looking at each of these very quickly, acquisition is about watching or listening to a teacher presentation or demonstration, reading from books or websites, watching demos or videos. This is an activity that all of us as teachers engage in on a regular basis, and it lends itself very much to the flipped classroom model. Then we have collaboration, working together in pairs or groups to discuss an issue, solve a problem, or to create a product. Again, fits very nicely with the flipped classroom model. Discussion, articulating ideas and questions and challenging the ideas and questions from other learners and/or from the teacher. Investigation is exploring materials that reflect the concepts and ideas being taught, asking questions, sharing results, applying their learning, and making connections with the world around them. Again, evidence is showing that a lot of learners, students engaged in investigation type activities during COVID because they were able to work on their own or with others. Practice, adapting their actions to a given task and using the feedback to improve their next action. That's key, to improve their next action. Feedback may come from the activity itself, from self-reflection, from other learners, or from the teacher. This is assessment for learning or formative assessment. And again, there was a lot of growth in this type of activity during COVID-19 because teachers were using apps and tools such as Microsoft Forms to gather assessment data and provide feedback to students. Finally, there's production, using what they've learned to create an artifact that demonstrates their understanding. And here, digital technology was to the fore, because particularly during lockdown, because it allowed students to provide evidence of their learning in new ways that may not have been possible before. And here, digital technology, things like videos, podcasts, documentation with graphics, etc., really brings a new dimension to the idea of production. And this is wrapped around with social and emotional well-being. In presentation one, I spoke about some learner cohorts really flourished during emergency remote teaching. And this is about looking at how we can embed social and emotional well-being within all our learning activities to ensure that the learners feel safe, healthy and included, and that they have a voice. And the last one is assessment opportunities. This differs from practice, and this is much more about assessment of learning, where we keep track of student progression through their assignments, their quizzes, their online tests, and their student e-portfolios. So it could be something like OneNote, where you have a portfolio of the student's work. And now we'll just take another look at this in a little bit more detail. So, capturing how we can implement learning strategies. So we have provided you with this diagram in the materials section, so I'm not going to go into it in too much detail, other than to say that we have divided it into three columns: the where, the in-school, ignore the in-centre there if you don't mind, live online and self-directed. So for each of these learning types, we've created a card, and if you flip it over on the back, you will get some examples. So just to take one, the acquisition. So self-directed might be they're reading a textbook, or they could be listening to a podcast, or they're watching an animation, or they're watching a video. In the final element of this lesson, Karen and Pat are going to share with you an example of a flipped classroom, and there's an example in there of students watching a video. They can read some multimedia material, they can read websites, etc. And these are just examples of how you can bring acquisition to life using digital technology, and you can look at the others in your own time. What technology will we use? So on this screen, we have the tech wheel, or the technology wheel. And this wheel is for illustrative purposes. It just gives you a sense of the wide range of technologies. It's an infinite list, to be brutally honest. And this is just for illustrative purposes to show you that you have lots and lots of choices. In the heart and the inner circle, we have the main platforms that can be used to support all six of the learning types. And there you have Microsoft 365, which I know you're using in Kilkenny Carlow. There are other tools in there as well. On the outer circle, we have the six learning types: acquisition, production, collaboration, discussion, investigation and practice. And we've just given some examples of some of the tools that you could use for each of those learning types. So for example, and I'm not going to name them all, but in acquisition, we have things like YouTube, we have PowerPoint, Khan Academy. If you might want to do a screencast, some of you, you can use Screencast-O-Matic. On the outside, on the left, in the three boxes, we also have older technology, which are as relevant in this consideration. We have books, textbooks, research books, etc. We have paper, we have pens, and down at the bottom, we have some newer technologies like augmented reality. The idea here is that depending on what kinds of learning activities and what type of approaches we are going to take, we can then decide on what technologies we're going to use to support that activity. So considering the ingredients for our blend. So when we are putting our plan together, we start by thinking about the modalities. More and more, you are going to be back in school. So the need for having learners working remotely is going to be less and less. However, there may be times when you will need to have use live online. And I think you should also be thinking about in the flipped classroom how you're going to use the self-directed mode. So thinking about that and thinking about how you can use the live technology even to bring other experts into the classroom or bring other teachers into the classroom and interact with your students. So that's the first thing we're thinking about modalities. Then we think about the learning types, and again, you have choices here. And just to be clear, in any learning activity, you may have a mix of these learning types. And we are thinking very much here about the flipped classroom. So thinking about acquisition, we might do that before, and we might focus more on collaboration and discussion for the live session. We might do some of the investigation before they come to the session. The practice, we might do that actually during the session, or we might do it after the session, and we may also engage in production after the session as well. So thinking of the three learning event. Finally, we have the then we think about the technologies that we will use to support each of these learning types. And something we might consider is developing a tech wheel, a stripped down tech wheel for Kilkenny Carlow ETB based on the technologies that are most commonly used by you across each of those six learning types. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to put a plan together for an activity, and you know, it will depend on you and the context that you have chosen. The flipped learning model. So we're back to this diagram again. You've met it already. So I want you to now to really start thinking about reimagining a live classroom session that you would have given in the past and that maybe didn't go as well as you thought. Maybe you didn't have enough time for the discussion during the session, or you felt the learners didn't participate as well as you would have liked. So I think it's always good when you're doing this to go back to something that you weren't happy with and see can you make it better. So thinking of the three learning events again, and I'm not going to go through these now, but remember, what would the before look like? What could you give them to, what could you ask them to do before they come to the live session, which will probably now in the future be in your classroom setting? What will you do during that live session, during the class period? What are you going to do with them? And then the after event. And if we could think about that, next we're going to look at a tool to plan it. So on this screen, we have a blended glance card, which we have developed with a number of post-primary schools last year. And you will see that, and we've provided it for you in the materials section, and actually you can plug it into Teams as well if you wish. Some schools have done this using the Beadle app, but that's for another day. So look at the, it's a planning tool, it's just a template. You could put your subject in the top, the topic, the year, etc., etc. You've the six learning types in the middle, plus social emotional well-being and the assessment opportunities. And if you look at the way we've it structured, we have the before, we have the during and after, and you can pick your modality. You can tick off the learning types, and I would expect maybe to see a number of learning types in each of the three learning events, and then you can have some notes on what you're going to do with them, and you also have your technology. So that's your plan. And again, I'd love to see if people would try this and give us feedback. Was it helpful, or how could we make it helpful for teachers? Because people want something that they can fill out. So we're going to share that with you. It's in the materials section. So reflection activity. So the good news is that's the end of listening to me for this particular session. You'll have Pat and Karen up next sharing an example of a flipped classroom activity with you. But I want you now to think about the three event model. And again, what would you do with students in advance? What will you do during the live session and the follow-up. And we're going to ask you to share this anonymously for now, and we will create a Padlet wall where you will have a chance to share your idea on the wall. And if you could just give us an indication, we don't want to know the name of the school, but you know, just it's a fifth year group or it's a second year group. This is the topic. This is what I'm thinking I might do beforehand. This is what we might do during the live and the follow-up. Again, it'll be anonymous and we will respond. I will post some comments on your ideas on the wall. So we'd encourage you to do this. This is active learning. This is where this course is different from other courses. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to talk at you all the time. I want you to take it in, do something with it, and I will give you feedback.